Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Turn Order Warped. Season 2, Episode 2. We will be using mature language. If you're not okay with that, then it's going to be a really weird experience for you because you're going to be not okay with the entire show and your entire existence could very well be deformed or warped.
Here's some mature language for you. Tax returns.
Don't make me adult.
Insurance.
Mortgage payment.
I'm melting.
Fun fact, I can write
divorce.
Off this month's Netflix subscription as tax.
How?
Did you?
Because it's for research purposes. Because I've got the complete Star Trek thing on there.
You
totally
massive nerd.
Nice. And when is your new Star Trek thing happening? Is that announced?
15th. It's going to be on roll for it.
Is that a Friday?
Yes.
I will be tuning into that.
Excellent.
And feeling terribly jealous because you get to play with Maggie.
No, I don't.
Don't you? Oh, okay.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
She hates me. No,
she hates you? Oh my God. Is your whole foot or?
Maggie is the most lovely person, loveliest person on the internet.
Yeah,
camera
she and can bring herself
flawless.
To like you.
Yeah, and she's flawless as well. It's like,
and that's why we like her so much.
I remember the one time I took a selfie with her. It was the most depressing experience of my life.
Oh wow!
They're like, you know, she's just there doing her thing where she just basically glows, and I'm just there like,
don't look at me,
selfie, and you know.
Excellent. Welcome back, everybody. So the group here, you guys have sort of gathered yourselves up and headed towards the command deck of the Arcata. You've passed by like a lot of Navy personnel and stuff. You can see like that the command center wasn't hit. The command deck wasn't hit too hard from. Whatever it is that caused this damage, there's a few, you know, pieces of damage here and there, but for all intents and purposes, it was reasonably unharmed, except for what appears to be like this sort of one area of the command deck where this sort of what looks to be like this shearing force sort of ripped part of the wall apart. It's one of the only noticeable pieces of damage. And you can see like there's, you know, like a maintenance team there that's kind of trying to repair this this damage. This is where Captain Pannell was basically fatally wounded. You know, you can see part of the consoles have been like blown out, and the bulkhead has sort of been torn. You know, allowing you to see some of the access tubes and whatnot beyond. Commander Valest is there with the rest of the crew. It looks like they are quite busy at work. They're kind of keeping tabs on the rest of the ship and kind of. Just getting different damage reports and processing them and reorganizing people across the ship. So Lieutenant Scan mentions that... excuse me, Commander? Yes, Lieutenant. I have discovered some interesting information. I spoke with some of our science personnel aboard the ship, and it appears that we have had a relatively intriguing discovery. Very well. And who are these people? Allow me to introduce Dr. Dick Icarus, researcher. This is Simon. He is, from what I understand, part of the team at Sick Bay. And she inclines her head. Simon. This is crewman Betty Behoop.
Great!
Maintenance.
Spanner! Dunk, dunk, great!
And this is Private Nova. I believe you met her during orientation. Yes, I remember. Private Nova. What is this about? Perhaps I am not the best to speak on it. Perhaps, Dr. Icarus, you can explain to the commander of your findings. And Simon, I believe your input is important as well.
Right, yes, yes. With the help from Freak?
Yeah, Freak.
Basically, we are not in the future, per se. We are just not from the timeline where we originated.
We've gone through a transdimensional warp, like in what was it? Ships and Souls 3. Transdimensional warp. Woof.
Ships. I'm not seeing any record of Ships and Souls. Was that a Harvard paper?
What? No. It's on MegaNet Flickers.
MegaNet Flickers.
Yeah.
I'm not. I've never heard of
film.
The library before.
It's a film. Films, right? You know, them things you sit down and you watch them and you eat your popcorn and...
Popcorn?
And sometimes there's chill as well. It's great.
Chill?
Like a Netflix and chill, you know? Bit of, you know...
Netflix and chill.
Bit of the old, you know...
Sorry, what university?
Hard Knocks.
Anyway, without the incessant noise of people, we postulated that...
We're still where the navigational sensors say we are, right?
Yeah. So we are where they say we are. It's just we're in the wrong universe.
Can you please explain? What do you mean by the wrong universe?
Well,
we are in the Milky Way galaxy.
The boxes? If, imagine there's this box, right? And then there's this box, and then there's this pen, which is the ship. And we basically got here. This is our universe that we was in, right? And then the pen's gone through the two boxes and got into this box. And this is the universe we're in now. There was numbers and things, but he does the numbers. I do the pen.
I understand the concept of a different universe. Thank you for the box analogy, though.
Sorry. It's a good one.
Perhaps you can explain how this happened?
Something happened to the tachyon conduit generator, and instead of propelling us through space, it propelled us through dimensions.
I think it was the screaming.
What screaming? What are you talking about?
I was screaming, but I think it was because I dropped a wrench on my foot.
There was probably quite a lot of screaming because everything was starting to explode, yes?
Before that.
And Private Nova said she also heard screaming from the edgings, from edging.
These edge lords, they are just
the lords
teenagers.
Of the edge. Yes, yes.
Oh, could they be some sort of transdimensional beings?
Maybe. Ooh.
They don't trans anything, they're just delinquents.
Gwents. Is that?
Delinquents. Ne'er-do-wells.
Why are they stealing delinquents?
Where are they dwelling? What?
Oh, won't you? I have to go.
But I
get scammed
need
when
you
I say
for this.
But I have duty.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have even known where we are.
Oh.
don't worry about your assignment for now. Please. Private Nova, I think we need to focus on what the doctor is saying. From what you're telling me, Doctor, have you shown this information to anyone else?
No.
Very well. From what you're telling me, it appears that you think we are in another universe, possibly a different dimension, and strangely enough, it appears that the Milky Way is still here. Stars and current locations seem to be accurate, but...
Earth isn't here. I checked.
How exactly Earth? Did you check?
He threw up!
I'm real special.
Please explain. I don't understand.
So I have an ability called Empath. It allows me to sense strong emotions and knows with whom I converse. What am I feeling from the commander right now?
Skepticism. Fear.
Yeah.
And probably surprise.
Okay. So you don't really think it's sure. You're not sure. You don't really think it's real yet. You're not sure. And you're scared. I can tell.
I think anyone that's not scared is a bit of a fool. We are in a place that we don't know, with no means of communication to any of our other colony ships or fleets that have been sent out. I am certainly scared. I'm scared for this crew. I'm scared for the ship that has essentially been handed over to me. Before, I'm sure, every politician aboard the ship starts to inundate me with requests to replace me. Or worse. And ultimately, I was not chosen to be the captain of this ship. I was chosen to be an executive officer. So yes, your feelings are correct, but you still have not answered my question.
I can see places.
Where are you from, Simon?
I grew up near a black hole. An asteroid belt.
You have a psychic gift. Many of my people have this gift. I can sense certain things as well, but not nearly as strong as you appear to. Perhaps this psychic intuition that you had, it is a means for us to understand what we have been dealt with, or the hand of which we've been dealt.
I don't want to look anymore.
Why?
Screaming. It's real loud.
I've never really spoken to anyone that had as strong a psychic vision as you. I haven't heard about any screaming before. Is this the first time that this has happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Very well. Doctor, I would like you and the rest of the science teams to focus your attention on how exactly the tachyon conduit managed to connect us to this alternate universe. I want you to focus on that as your utmost priority. Beyond that, I think we need to focus on the possibility that we might not be able to get back to our universe. And
what difference does that make? We weren't going to go back anyway.
Depending on what has happened with the nothing, we need to research that. If it is the interdimensional plague that we think it is, regardless of where we've gone, it could still affect this reality as well. If we're unable to study it, then part of our mission will be worthless.
We have so much information and puzzles. I wouldn't say that is useless.
What kind of puzzles have we got?
Well,
because I'm terrible at Sudoku, let me tell you.
The subtransionic waves would suggest, to my hypothesis, that certain, maybe a new element, has somehow interacted with our universe, multiple other universes, dimension hopping, if you will, perhaps even existing in the same place, every dimension at the same time.
Right?
Hang on. Siri.
And I rail that off to her, to Siri.
Yes. Space IMDb says Space Truckers 7.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You think there'll be a Dirk Bentley in this galaxy? Just, you know.
Dirk Bentley?
He was a bit of all right in that.
Well, surely you want good actors in your dioramas.
Did you just diss Dirk Bentley?
You just said he was okay.
No, I said he was a bit of all right.
Right, which means okay.
I mean, so I'd hit that like the fist of an angry demigod.
So you don't like him at all?
What?
I have much to learn about films.
And sex, apparently.
Perhaps we can have you continue this conversation in another place, far away from the command deck. Lieutenant Scan, if you would be so kind as to accompany the group here back to their...
Can we get someone else?
What?
Lieutenant Scan is a fine officer. I've worked with him many, many times.
I'm sorry, Simon. Have I offended you in some way?
I don't see anything, Tim.
You look like you need a drink. How about some soup? You need to replace all those electrolytes you lost when you threw up.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, right. Hang on. Here we go. We can sort that. Soup.
Soup. I mean, I could probably just alter his DNA.
Dunk.
He doesn't get...
There we go. There you go, mate. There you go. It's soup. There you go.
Is it raspberry flavored?
Is this?
Oh, you think it might jelly? Be? No, it's definitely soup. Just squish it up a bit. It's fine. It
smells like strawberries.
Oh, there you go. You're fine. It's fine. Just find the pips. Don't hatch, it'll be good for you.
Tastes pretty good.
We do, right? Why does every bloody machine only give strawberry jam though? I don't understand.
So Lieutenant Scan walks over to the door. Please, if you could accompany me, I will take you back to your quarters.
Aye.
And, yeah, he starts to, like, lead you guys off. I guess, Simon, you're kind of just not really paying too much attention to him.
Yeah, this gem's tasting. And I'm sticking to, like, the back of the group, just kind of following and just taking little skips out.
I'll probably lend you a very small span as he uses a spoon.
So as you guys are, like, walking down the hallway, you can see, like, that there are quite clearly, like, representatives from the different delegations from, like, basically you're walking past, like, a bunch of diplomats. They're probably arguing with, like, a whole bunch of different military personnel, you know, saying, "My quarters are not nearly big enough. I don't understand why I am relegated to standard quarters. I know far well that you have luxury quarters available. One such as myself should be placed into these quarters. Now, I have assistants as well. You should have plenty of luxury quarters for them. You understand, I need to be properly stewarded. I need my coffee in the morning. If I don't have my coffee ready to go, then I am not at 100%. And if I'm not at 100%, then I can't govern the people." And they just kind of, like, walk past. The Ogron delegation starts to, like, you can see they're, like, kind of shoving each other, like,
"Yeah, I go first. I'm Biggin. No, I'm Biggin. No, I'm Biggin. Bigginest. I'm Bigginest. Okay, Bigginest. Maybe I show you who's strongest. Strongest? No, I'm strongest, sir."
And, like, they're just kind of shoving each other as, like, they walk past, constantly trying to shuffle who's in front. The Borean delegation walks past, and it's, like, way too many people. Like, it's probably, like, 30 Boreans, and the rest of the delegations had, like, 5 people. The Boreans
are all talking.
Yeah, they're all just simultaneously conversing.
"I had this one feller, you know, he gave me a lot of trouble, so I hit him with my wrench, and everything was fine. I had him a little bit of Greg's, you know, just, you know, a little pig jammy here and then, and then everything was fine. So he says to her, I says, 'Listen, I've had enough. When I say that the panels aren't good enough, I say that the panels aren't good enough.'"
And, like, the conversation just keep going on and on. Like, there's just so many Boreans, like, in this little space. You can't tell, like, who's in charge. And then, like, you can see there's, like, one female Borean who's wearing, like, probably, like, some, like, tattered overalls that she has, like, tied around her waist that are just kind of, like, dragging behind her. And she's just whacking people with wrenches.
Right.
She's not even talking. She's just hitting people with wrenches. Clonk, clonk.
Percussive maintenance, it works for everything. Yep. And everyone.
The androids, there's just, like, straight up, like, one android that's walking down. It kind of, I would say that it's probably, like, shorter and generally kind of boxier. It's definitely not, like, a humanoid kind of looking android. It's it seems, like, a bit awkward as it moves, but it's talking to what appears to be, like, all of the different, like, congregations that are kind of, like, walking past, like, the different diplomats. simultaneously. Like, it's carrying on, like, different conversations. Like, as you walk past, you can sort of, like, hear different, angled, like, communications. Like, it almost like they have, like, data bursts. Like, you're, like, walk through the data burst, and you can, like, hear part of the conversation. As you continue forward, Lieutenant Scan says, to further on what the captain said, she had mentioned to me, Private Nova, that she would like you to keep guard with the rest of the group here to analyze the data that Dr. Icarus has been studying. She would like to create a team to study this information. They will need protection from
the... I am to protect this team?
You are.
These people?
You are.
They are important. Okay. I will do this. I will do this.
Dr. Icarus's research is very important. If we are to find out exactly what happened to the ship, why we are here, and if it is possible to return to where we came from so that we could analyze the nothing.
Yes, the nothing. I will do this.
I have been in communications while we have been walking with your Lance
with
Corporal?
Pop?
Yes, Lance Corporal Pop.
Yes?
He has confirmed that you will not be rejoining your team while you are protecting this group.
So, I don't say anything, but you sort of see my shoulders square a little bit, and I wobble my head. I'm definitely looking for opportunities to increase my reputation, and in my mind, this just might have become one. So I give him a curt little nod, like, I'm on it.
It appears that for some reason, while working together, you have been able to determine things that the rest of the science officers aboard the ship, including myself, were unable to determine. I will be reporting to this group regularly to assist as necessary.
I sigh from the back. Scoop up some more jam.
Just water jam. It's gross. he just kind of continues onwards, and he says, the commander believes that the diplomats will try to have her replaced, but it is possible that she will become the captain of the Arcadia in the absence of Captain Pannell. I do not know where this path will lead, but I believe it is an important one to follow. I agree with the captain. Please, do not speak of this to the rest of the civilian population. This is highly classified. Do you understand?
Highly classified. Understood.
Very well. Until we have proven the fact that we are in another universe, we must not speak of this to the rest of the crew. And probably by now, you guys have gone through like a few turbo lifts, and you make it back to the science labs. He opens up the door. We look forward to hearing from you. Private Nova, please You're looking rather tired. The lot of you are. It is important that you get rack time soon.
Are we to take this now?
I am not your direct commanding officer. That is not my place. But
bet he's already undoing a power bar.
Who is now my direct officer?
Oh, please be me.
Your direct commanding officer is still Lance Corporal Pop. He has been briefed on the situation and will update you as necessary. It will be important that you make sure to get rest. You cannot take care of them entirely by yourself.
Okay, then we need probably more officer.
It is possible. I will speak with Lance Corporal Pop and perhaps the tactical officer, Wynn, to find out the best means of creating some form of shift rotation. Good day, and good luck. I understand your different races believe in this luck.
Yes.
So I hope you have the good version of it.
Thank you.
Good day.
Good day.
Turns and starts to walk away.
I look back to the group like...
Yeah, huh. they don't believe in it.
I have mathematically proven there is no such thing as luck. Look.
Oh, you got a lucky spanner. See?
Betty, is this... replicator, is it working?
We think so, yes.
Let me check. Can I have some strawberry jam, please?
Give me
Does it matter? They're all giving out strawberry jam.
It totally does matter. Betty has not adjusted this replicator yet. I'm gonna guess that you get like just a regular thing of strawberry jam, non-soup version. Pretty much, there's not a lot of replicators throughout the ship, just an FYI. So, certain ones of these have been relegated specifically for, like, engineering, stuff like that. You guys have... There is, like, a galley that, you know... It's like a cafeteria for all intents and purposes.
They're not all like food dispensers.
No, I mean, certain replicators are for like, replicating, ship parts, and certain replicators are for food. Certain replicators are for to help you guys in biology and stuff like that. They're specialties. So, If you are trying to get some food, I'm going to say that the science lab is not the place where you'd get that.
It's clinical strawberry jam.
I have actually devised a paste. We do have... it'll give you everything you need.
Ooh, that sounds all right. Let's try it then.
So I don't know if I'm aware that there's... an issue with the replicator, but...
Replicator, give me some of that paste!
Neither, you cannot get this from the paste. I have some back in the lab.
Oh, all right then. What flavor is it?
Amoeba.
It's basically agar jelly, isn't it? It's just, you know, it's the stuff they put in petri dishes to cultivate bacteria.
Yeah.
It's not a flavor. How would one even measure a flavor? Oh, how to measure a flavor?
Well, I know how to measure a flavor. What you do is you go, does this taste like Marmite? And if it tastes like Marmite, then it's got a flavor.
This is...
You know what? I'm just going to have some Marmite.
It's strawberry jam.
No. Betty's totally got a jar of Marmite on her, and she's just like, just licking it off the, you know, just licking
probably
it off.
Probably mixed like equal parts with machine grease.
So I go over to the replicator.
It's like a lollipop.
And let's see, say green tea, hot lemon.
It's not a food replicator.
What does it make, typically?
Specifically, it's like it's geared towards the science labs and research. And
oh,
stuff
are we
like
back
that?
In the science labs now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought we were still coming away from the control room.
No. That was one of the first things I said that you guys were heading. That you headed down the lifts, and
I am on my way to the fridge to get some paste.
Okay.
Now, you just rip off the tip, and then it just squeezes out.
I give this to Nova.
It's a frib.
Everything a growing man, lady?
I am a woman. I do not want this. I would
See,
like
she's
some.
Got those lady bumps on the front that they got.
Ah, lovely lady lumps. Yes.
I would like some. Green tea.
Oh, no, it's good.
With lemon, I will not eat this.
We could probably bring up like a kettle and things, right?
Slap his hand.
There's a heating pipe in there somewhere. I can. If you got like a container of water, I could bring up a kettle and. Do you want some Bovril? I want some Bovril too.
Isn't that a Harry Potter character?
No, Bovril. It's,
yeah, I don't
it's
know what
drink.
The fuck that is. That's a random.
Bovril. Okay, it's basically your... Marmite and Bovril are both black goop. Okay, one you put on toast, the other one you dissolve in water. Bovril
one is yeasty, the other one is beefy.
Beefy, yeah.
Why?
Because
why do you goop? Have those things?
Because rationing.
The UK is weird.
Because rationing. Okay, these are all things from World War II, all right?
Bovril is a watery gravy drink.
Pretty
those
much,
are,
yes.
Those are words that I would never, ever expect to hear.
Basically, you're drinking gravy, all right?
Yeah,
you used to get, like, Bovril cubes, like, you know the gravy cubes you can get?
Yeah.
It's basically drinking gravy.
I'm feeling Bovril'd. Bovril'd.
Jesus Christ, you got some
we
weird
can make you a nice cup of Bovril. Oh, it put airs on your chest, metaphorically speaking, you know.
I'm just sitting in the kind of quietest corner of the room with my jam.
Well, do you want a bit of Bovril or Marmite in that? No? All right, then. More for me.
No, Nova, believe me, there is nothing that you could get out of tea that you can't get out of this.
I will not eat this. I do not know what this is.
I just eat some.
Oh, well, so they squeeze a bit on me wrench.
They wouldn't know this about me yet, but I am like super almost clinical about what I eat. It's like gotta have, you know, exactly what my body needs and nothing excess.
Can I do a roll? Because this, like, I would have designed this paste to be exactly what you just described.
What kind of roll? I mean, you just have to talk to her. I mean,
cooking! Make your roll cooking!
I mean, I don't even know.
I guess I'll go through the nutritional readout. There's probably like a printed code on it, so we don't get it mixed up with the.
Are you saying that your character, that the Dr. Icarus is offended that she's not eating the paste?
Oh, no, I'm not offended that she's not eating the paste, but
well,
I wanted to
eat
the
like
paste.
I have to, you're
the
asking,
perfect idea
you're
of
asking
food,
to do
as
a
as
roll, but you have no idea, like, there's
about
nothing to roll.
About making the paste.
So you want to roll to see how nutritional you made the paste?
Yeah, I want it to be, like, exactly what, basically what Nova just described as the perfect food, because I don't care about taste or anything.
Well,
I just,
Nova hasn't described anything. Tuesday described something.
As Tuesday just described, yeah. That's what the paste would be.
Yeah, so, like, give me an intuition plus cooking, if you've got it.
Chemistry?
Ooh, chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry will work.
Okay, so once per day, I have an exploit called unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
I have an unorthodox approach to things. So once a day, I can substitute one of my mental attributes for another one for the purpose of making check.
Okie doke. Can you explain how you do this?
Well, okay, so I logically wrote down all the numbers of the nutritional value that a humanoid needs, and I just basically grew it in the lab to the exact.
Can I just state that I have iron constitution, which is probably going to come in handy here.
yeah, go ahead and give me a logic plus your bullshit. I mean chemistry.
Tastes like socks.
My bullshit.
Ooh, yeah.
18.
An 18. Yeah.
It double sixes, damn it.
It generally has a...
Tastes like socks.
It's a nutrient paste that, that does the job.
I'm going to mix a bit of Marmite with this, all right?
You're muted.
What?
No, Peachy's muted.
Sorry. there's like a sticker on it with like it doesn't have like ingredients like you expect from food. It is just the numbers of the nutritional value, like your protein and all that, just written down in that calorie.
What's the texture of the paste?
Has anyone ever seen iZombie? It's like the brain pastes they have. It's not appetizing whatsoever.
Is it kind of like gooey, mushy and gritty at the same time?
Yeah.
We got this weird coating on the top of my mouth that won't come off. Yeah.
Everything a growing lady, as you said, needs.
Yeah.
I am not growing anymore.
It's on your chest.
What? I do not need those.
What are you, 12?
These are fine.
Really? Ooh, okay, suit yourself then.
Low-key fucking roast.
Jesus.
I'm just looking at them like... Okay.
I'm like flashing a big grin. I've probably got my false teeth have probably slipped a bit.
I'm just there licking Marmite off a wrench.
quietly dipping my finger into my strawberry water sip.
I'm sorry, Wack.
So am I.
I'm sorry, Nova.
You're the straight man. I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Nova, I wouldn't be inclined to eat this at all. So yeah, I would just say I eat food, not this.
It's basically food. It's all the things you need from food.
So what is going on in my mind that they wouldn't realize, and I am definitely not going to say, is that I was basically grown in a lab and I want to be as human as possible. So I'm not going to be eating something that...
Basically what they would give you.
Yeah,
when you're growing in a lab.
Exactly.
Or it's also grown in a lab and eating my cousin.
Yeah, so this has zero appeal for Nova.
Question, clones are just people, right? They just were born in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're people. Yeah.
You don't have a barcode or anything.
No.
On the back of your
military.
Head.
No. No barcode.
It's underneath your tongue.
Okay, damn it. There's a barcode.
No.
There's a bit of a barcode.
Okay. So I mean you rebuke the doctor's efforts to feed you a paste.
Yeah.
That was a good 15-minute conversation about paste.
Yeah.
That I will never ever fucking get back. That time is lost forever.
Hey, Wack. Set your alarm 50 minutes earlier tomorrow. There you go.
Hey, we got you.
I don't think that's how it works. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? Because I know I need one.
After that.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a little bit. Stay tuned, everybody, for some more Turn Order Warped Season 2, Episode 2. It can only get worse from here. We'll be right back.